From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, May 24th. Coming up, Champaign County is one of 8 counties in Illinois at a high COVID community level, according to the CDC. We'll learn more from a local epidemiologist coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Attorney General is warning people to look out for baby formula scams as the shortages continue. Alex Degman reports.
Kwame Raoul's office did not say if people have been scammed yet, but he's urging them to be vigilant. There are some signs to look for, particularly if you're trying to buy formula online. What business is selling the product? Have you heard of them? Where are they based? Is there a brick-and-mortar location associated with their address, or does the online street view show an empty parking lot? Does it seem like their positive reviews are copied and pasted? Also, be wary of anything sold through social media ads. The Attorney General is urging people to contact his office if they think they've been scammed. I'm Alex Degman.
A new analysis has found that crop insurance premium subsidies cost taxpayers nearly $40 billion over 20 years across states in the Mississippi River Basin, including Illinois. The report from the Environmental Working Group analyzed USDA data. EWG's Ann Schechinger says program costs have increased because of climate change, and she says farmers are less likely to adapt when crop insurance covers their losses.
We really need to be reforming the crop insurance program to increase, you know, adaptation to climate change. We want to be encouraging farmers to adapt instead of discouraging them.
Schechinger suggests reducing premium subsidies in high-risk areas like farmland that floods easily. The Missouri Department of Corrections is overhauling its mail system and outsourcing the work to a private Florida-based company. Beginning in July, all letters, photos, and other personal mail from Missouri inmates must be sent to the company's processing center, where it will be scanned electronically. Inmates will be able to view digital copies of their mail on electronic tablets. Clinique Chapman is with the Vera Institute of Justice, a nonprofit research group that studies incarceration.
Who is winning when we are privatizing mail? The families aren't. The incarcerated people aren't. The prisons really aren't. So who's benefiting from that? The companies are. And so once again, you know, we're capitalizing on the backs of those who are incarcerated.
Missouri correctional officials argue the move is necessary to stop drugs and other contraband from entering prisons by mail. New Mexico, Florida, Pennsylvania, and other states have also banned personal mail in prisons. Health officials report nearly 600 active COVID-19 cases in Champaign County. Cases have been hovering between about 600 and 800 active cases per day for the past month. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 32 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That's slightly more than last week and about twice the number of patients from 2 weeks ago. One of those patients is in the ICU. Two-thirds of Champaign County's vaccine-eligible population is vaccinated against COVID-19. Still to come, we'll talk with an epidemiologist about the CDC moving Champaign County to a high community level of COVID-19. A conversation with Awais Vaid is coming up next on 217 Today.
Ken Burns' new documentary film, Benjamin Franklin, explores the revolutionary life of one of the 18th century's most consequential and compelling personalities. Learn how Franklin's work and words unlocked the mystery of electricity and helped create the United States. The film explores a life that spanned momentous change in science, technology, literature, politics, and government. Stream this and other historical documentaries as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. COVID-19 transmission at schools and college campuses has driven a recent wave of cases in Champaign County. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes spoke about the surge with Awais Vaid, an epidemiologist at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. She began by asking Vaid whether the virus has hospitalized many children during this wave.
So kids, no. We don't have kids in the hospital. That is good. The other thing also is, at least until last week, there were not any people in the ICU. So that was also a good sign. I do know that a lot of non-vaccinated individuals are still getting hospitalized. And then a smaller number is also people who have taken the vaccine, but you know, it's been months. So that immunity from the vaccine has gone down. And that's also leading to hospitalizations for a lot of people.
And I also noticed this trend that there weren't people in the ICU for a long time. Why is that?
I think in my mind, two things, right? One is that the vaccines and the boosters are really working. The 65 and older population that have the highest risk of hospitalization in ICU, they have done a very good job of getting the vaccines and catching up on their boosters and staying up to date on the vaccines as well. And then we also know that the variant, the Omicron subvariant that we are seeing now, you know, we started with BA1, then we went on to BA2, and now we are seeing BA2.12. These are much more infectious, but not necessarily much more virulent. So it may not be causing severe infections or complications in people who are vaccinated and boosted. So I think that is playing a good, a significant role. But you know, the worry for me always is if the volume of the people getting infected goes up, proportionately people needing hospitalizations and you know, simultaneously having complications goes up as well.
What do you expect to happen for the rest of the summer?
My hope is that in the next week, maybe 10 days, we'll start seeing the number of cases go down. I think the peak already has happened for this small surge that we saw last week and the week before last. And so we should start seeing a decline in the next few weeks. Again, primarily because campus community has gone. So a huge number of people are not in this community right now for the next few months. Schools are also off right now. So that will help. But you know, on the other hand, we have summer camps. So there's going to be a lot of summer camps active this year, especially after a gap of 2 years. So we hope that people, when they are in summer camps, take those precautions. And that's the reason why we have directly worked with all those summer camp organizers to give them rapid testing. So that, you know, if they have kids who come in the morning with symptoms, they can easily be tested within minutes. And if they are symptomatic and if they have tested positive, they should be sent home. It's much better to do that test than to expose 20 different kids in your summer camp at that time. So hopefully that will help as well. And then finally, I'll say, unless the Omicron variant mutates and becomes much more virulent, I don't see any specific mandates coming down either from the governor's office or from the state health department very soon as well.
That's Awais Vaid from the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes. Champaign County is one of eight in Illinois where the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID community level is high. Ford County to our north is also in that group. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Katie Pikus, Shayla Farzon, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.